Welcome to the Gritty Hour. Time to get down to the nitty gritty.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Gritty Hour. This is the last episode for season two. We're taking a couple of weeks off and we'll be back in January for season three, which we have a lot of exciting things lined up for season three, and I hope you all can join us then. Probably around the second week of January, we'll be ready to rock. So we'll be taking the rest of the year off. And I just wanted to do a quick encapsulation of our season two and thank everyone who joined us as guests on our podcast over the course of the last season. And we had 47, I think, episodes, a lot of authors, a lot of book authors. And I just wanted to do a quick review, so to speak, of season two. We started out with a live show. As usual, we had technical difficulties. We were supposed to be on Facebook Live, but in addition to YouTube Live, but that didn't work out. But we had some guests on. Some friends of Shawnee Boy came on. Shawnee Boy was still hosting. He's always pressed for time, so it's hard to get him back on the show. But he co-hosted this one, the season two opener. And then he spoke about himself. He spoke about his time with COVID, which I see that was 10 months ago. So that was, I guess, more prevalent back then. I don't know if we're beyond COVID or not yet. Who the hell knows? And then we did a little spring training interview with Keith Del Val, who's the new head coach of the Millbrook School, baseball coach here in Millbrook. And he and Sean basically did a little preview of the spring training in the Mets. Didn't turn out the way they hoped, but hopefully we can get them both back to do a preview of this coming season of the Mets. They sure spent a hell of a lot of money this offseason on payroll, so whether that translates to wins or not, we'll see. And I wanted to thank Brooke Fettigan, who did a review of her house. She bought an 1820 farmhouse and writes a vlog, a video blog, and also a regular blog about the improvements she makes and the decoration she does within the farmhouse. So that was very interesting. We had a little bit of Shawnee Boy getting political. I think that was COVID related too. So, and then we had Dr. Gil Perrone. He's a dental hygienist down in Air, Manhattan, who's a fairly well-known collector of military antiques, especially Civil War, Revolutionary War antiques. And that was an interesting hour. We spoke to him right in his office. And then we had Dan Cassidy on to talk about e-commerce strategies. Dan is an old friend of Shawnee Boy's, and he went through his company and what they do and how he's grown it. So I highly recommend you check that out if you haven't already. Shawnee Boy got political again, I think, a little bit in Solving the World's Problems, part two. And then we had my godson, Christopher, who owns CNM Housing Solutions down in Pennsylvania, around the Morgantown area, I believe. And he talked about, he got a little political too. And he talked about his business a little bit and some of the politics of Pennsylvania and the politics around COVID as well. And then we spoke with Herbert Eric Stevens, who wrote a book called Stuck on the Outside. Mr. Stevens has a claim of inventing GPS. And what I thought intriguing about this particular episode is he has documentation. He has written documentation that backs up a lot of what he says. So I would highly recommend you check that one out too. And then we had Jillian Brown from Canada, all the way from Canada. She also does she has a fairly good sized following on Instagram, where she survived post-traumatic stress disorder, and she does a lot of hiking and forays into nature and how that helps her with her post-traumatic stress disorder. And we had Black Glove Bricks on, which was an episode that talks about the world of Lego collecting. So if you're into Legos, I highly recommend you check that out. And then we had another podcaster on, An Old Guy Talks to Me, which was very interesting. This was a fellow who talks about how to enjoy yourself as you get older, something that I am rapidly becoming acquainted with. And that was, I know I'm going to pronounce his name wrong. I apologize, doctor, but his name was Dr. Orest Kamenicki, I believe. So, and the name of his podcast is Old Guy Talks to Me. So I highly recommend that. And then we had a sculptor, a friend of mine named Conrad Levinson. He's a fairly well-known sculptor. He is a retired architect who took up sculpting while he was an architect and full-time after he retired as an architect. So up here in the Hudson Valley area of New York, he is fairly well-known. And he talked about his work, and we were happy to have him on. We appreciate that. We did one little episode with a special education teacher, John Hogan, to talk about the challenges of teaching through COVID, which I found very interesting. And we had him back on for a series that we probably will continue in season 3. About the Department of Education and the education system in America. And I had an old friend who I grew up with, Timothy Leary, who came on and talked about growing up in the good old Bronx, New York. That was a very interesting episode. I hope to have Timmy back in season 3 also. And we had Larry Jorgensen, who was the author of The Coca-Cola Trail, which talks about the history of Coca-Cola, how it got started, how it grew, and how it became the world-known brand that it is today. And Larry wrote a few books about that. The one we discussed primarily in this episode was The Coca-Cola Trail. And I think he did a follow-up book to that since. So I highly recommend you check that out and maybe check on the link in there for his the updated books. And we also had another author named Don Allison, who wrote a book called I Met a Ghost at Gettysburg. And he talks about he was a reporter, and he sort of got into with a house he built. I think he lives in Ohio, and a house he built in Ohio was an old house that he was repairing. And he had some encounters with ghosts, and it manifested itself when he went to Gettysburg. And the interesting thing about his book cover, I should point out, is there's a Union soldier, like a faded image of a Union soldier on the book cover. Don believes that is the ghost he met at Gettysburg. So I thought that was very cool. And then we did one also about the caves of Minnesota with Dr. Greg Brick. I had no idea about this at all. Any caves under the Minnesota area, Minneapolis, St. Paul area. But Dr. Brick educated me and hopefully my audience on the caves underneath Minnesota. Had a very interesting history, very interesting story about it. And then we had Justin Reeves come on, who wrote a book. He's a New York City guy, and he wrote a book about growing up in New York and the hard life he's had as a youth and how he overcame all of those problems to become an author of Post-Traumatic Streets Disorder, which is a great book. I highly recommend that. If you have someone on your Christmas list that you haven't checked off yet, check that one out. And then we had another fellow podcaster on, Corey Nathan, who has a podcast called Talking Politics and Religion Without Killing Each Other, which is a podcast I highly recommend. I enjoy it myself a great deal. And then we had a photographer, Beatrice Moritz, on. She's an accomplished photographer. And she talked about how she got into photography and her career. She has photographed a lot of political figures over the years. And she does a lot of scenic photographs from the Millbrook, New York area and essentially Manhattan, New York City area. And then we had another local friend of mine. His name is Paul Pesco. He's a world-renowned studio guitarist who's played with everyone under the sun. I remember somebody left a comment saying, there's not a human being alive who hasn't heard Paul Pesco play. So I highly recommend you check out that episode and learn more about Paul. Very interesting. Appreciated him coming on. And then we had Frank Zaffiro, who is a very prolific writer. He wrote a bunch of books. The main thrust of his work is a book series called River City. And I highly recommend you check him out as well. And again, if you have people on your Christmas list that you need to check off, check out the links on that podcast, and it'll take you to his page where all of his books are. Very prolific writer, very nice fella, retired police officer. And then we had an HVAC specialist, HVAC specialist, Sean Hansen, come on to talk about his family business. He inherited his business from his father, and he's in the process of passing it on to his son. So it's a three-generation family business, and I thought that was very interesting as well, and I appreciated him coming on. And then we had dietitian Shelly Najjar come on to talk about nutrition mindset coaching. Essentially, she does. She works with folks who have. She takes a different approach to dieting, so I highly recommend you check that one out too. I think you'll find that one very interesting. And then we had The Last Keeper, the Warminster series book with J.V. Hilliard on. Very nice fella. Interesting hour. He's a relatively new author. I believe this is his first book, The Last Keeper, and he's writing sequels to this book as this one was very well received. So I highly recommend you check that one out. And I thank him for coming on the show. And then we had stand-up comedian Sean Eli on to talk. He had, up to a certain point, a similar resume as mine, as he worked on Wall Street for a long time and left Wall Street to become a stand-up comedian, which takes guts. He's a very talented guy, very funny guy. I think you'll enjoy that episode if you haven't seen it. And then we had Kevin Bryant on. I thank Kevin for coming on, and also for my friend Rich DeVal for co-hosting that episode. He wrote a book called On the Sidelines, so Spies in the NFL. Very intriguing topic. And we hope to have Kevin back, Mr. Bryant, back early in January to further explore this and maybe talk about some Super Bowl predictions or house buying affects people in the teams in the NFL that are in the playoffs and how it affects that. We found that very interesting. We'd like to have him back. He's given me a couple of codes for discounted prices on the Spies in the NFL book. And if I can figure out how that works, I'll put that in the link below this episode. And again, I hope to have Mr. Bryant back early in season 3. And then we had Liam Jenkins, who wrote a book called Dylan McFinn and the Sea Serpent's Fury. I appreciate Liam coming on. I believe he's in the UK. And we talked about this book. It's a very surreal book, which takes place underwater. It reminds me of the old tale about Atlantis. But anyway, I recommend you check that one out. And then I wanted to find out more about acupuncture and holistic medicine or arts. So we had Dr. Charles Mullally on to talk about how he got into the business. And we learned more about acupuncture. So I appreciate Dr. Mullally coming on for that. And then we had Professor Robert Pucci, who's been on a couple of times this season. We essentially talked about the art of film, the history of film, the nuances that go into film production. Mr. Pucci is a professor of media and communications, so he was well versed in that, and we appreciated having him on. And then we had Felice Manzi come on to talk about politics, essentially his take on things. Felice is a friend of mine locally here, and this episode prompted me to start a Rumble channel just in case. So the Gritty Hour is on Rumble also. You can find us at Gritty Hour at Rumble. And then we had what I call the pontificators. We had three gentlemen locally here. We had Barry Kieselstein Cord, who came on with Henry Bollinger and Phil Kosofsky. And we just basically sat around and shoot the shit for an hour, talked about all the things that were current at the time. This is a few months ago, and I believe the Queen had just died. So we talked about the Queen, and we talked about politics. And we hope to have all three of those gentlemen back early in January as well. And then we had Goose and Maverick, who have a podcast, very political podcast that I follow as well. They're two U.S. Army veterans, and they have a podcast called Slacker 82 Alpha, which they do live every Wednesday on Podbean. So I highly recommend you check them out. They're slightly right of, they're pretty right, but very interesting podcast. And then we had author Sylvia Schultz come on. Again, she, like Don Allison, she deals with the supernatural and her brushes with ghosts and the paranormal. Investigative journalist, essentially, is what she is. And I think you'll find that episode pretty interesting if you haven't checked it out yet. And then we had Mr. J.R. McCarthy and the aforementioned John Hogan on. Mr. McCarthy is a teacher, as is John Hogan. And we sort of got involved with the we scratched the surface, as someone said, about the state of education in America and how evidently it's been declining ever since the Department of Education was formed in 1977. So I was interested in that topic, and we had Mr. McCarthy and Mr. Hogan on to discuss it from a teaching point of view. And we then had a couple more episodes about that. We're going to have a third one in January, hopefully, with some more teachers involved. And then we had author Gary Hill on, who is also a prolific, very prolific writer, very interesting fella. He likes, we had him on as a Halloween special back in October, and he likes the supernatural and the ghosts and the creepy and the eerie, and I think you'll find him a very interesting fella. And then we had a young documentarian, Harry Robinson, who came out with his first documentary. The link to his documentary can be found right below the podcast if you're watching us on YouTube. It'll link you right to his documentary. So I think you might find him very interesting, and I would highly recommend you check that documentary out. It's a 30-minute documentary. And then we had Caroline Ailanthus on. She wrote a book called Ecological Memory, which is, I'm still struggling with what to call that, post-apocalyptical, I guess, but it's the apocalypse happened because of a virus. And the irony is she wrote this book prior to COVID. So I think you might find that book very interesting. And we had John Wynn Miller with his book, The Hunt for the Peggy Sea, which is a World War II novel about a merchant ship captain who's being hunted by a U-2 boat captain. And they're both... the U-2 boat captain is absorbed with getting the Peggy C. Peggy C has some very interesting cargo. I don't want to give too much away, but I highly recommend you check out that episode and you check out John Wynn Miller. And again, for those folks on your Christmas list that don't that you haven't checked off yet, this might be a great fit for them. And then we had Mr. McCarthy back, along with Adjunct Professor Anthony Manera and Professor Robert Pucci, to talk about more about the state of education. Again, this was part two of that series, and we want to get into part three sometime in January. So I appreciate those gentlemen coming on to scratch deeper into the surface, and we're going to scratch hopefully even deeper as we do episode three. And last week we came out with my good friend George Bauer and I just shooting the shit about what we thought were the top 10 albums of all time. Very subjective, but we had a lot of fun doing that. I think you might find that one interesting. There's albums that came up since we did this that I can't believe I left off the list. But Mr. Bauer and I are going to revisit this. I think we're going to do another episode about the top 10 live albums of all time. And I had gotten a lot of feedback in person and an email and text about, I had forgotten Daryl Hannah. She came up in the conversation for some reason, so I apologize for not remembering her name, but it was Daryl Hannah. So we had a very interesting season two, and hopefully an even more interesting season three. Hopefully it'll be a little bit more polished, a little more technologically savvy, if you want. And we do appreciate all of our guests for season two, and we look forward to an exciting and interesting season three. So thank you all who come in every week and check out our podcasts. Again, as I mentioned before, we just joined Rumble. Some of our episodes are on Rumble, and we're on Spotify and Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts and the whole nine yards. If you go to www.grittyhour.com, you'll be able to see all of the platforms we are on. And of course, we're also on YouTube at the Gritty Hour. So we certainly appreciate everybody's continued interest in the podcast, and we look forward to season three. So a happy Christmas and a happy new year to all of our folks out there, and a happy Hanukkah and happy holidays. And we'll see you early in January next year. Take care, folks.